At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number three of the program. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard.
Yes, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And Rob, we talked a little bit about it last night. There, the odds, about a week and a half ago, Joel Embiid moved ahead of Nikola Jokic, maybe 2 weeks ago, in the race for the MVP with the odds as far as Vegas. Now those odds are minuscule, or the difference between the two is minuscule. Embiid still slightly number one. Jokic right there on his heels at number two. Again, these are according to some odds. Doesn't mean that's where the writers are at. But Embiid talked about all of this, Rob, in a wide-ranging interview with The Athletic this week. And this is one of the interesting things he said. And he was asked if he thinks that this is a championship or bust year for Philadelphia. He said, not necessarily. I don't care about the pressure that everybody puts on me. All I care about is the pressure that I put on myself to win. People have been talking about who has the most pressure to win. People want to mention me. I'm not at the top of that list. I'm not a two-time MVP. I've never made first team all NBA. I've never won anything. So why is there pressure on me to do something when there are guys that have won two MVPs, a bunch of MVPs, and haven't done anything either? Clearly talking about Nikola Jokic, Rob. And this is what I want to throw at you. Who do you think this season has more pressure on them? You know, this postseason, I should say, has more pressure on them to win the championship? Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic?
Joel Embiid.
Mm. He was talking about you.
Yep.
So give me a reason why.
Well, because James Harden is only getting older and more broken down. So his partner. Whereas I think Denver isn't going anywhere, or, you know, like they're on their last leg. I think Philly could be on its last leg with James Harden not being the same player, always getting injured. I just think as time goes on, you know, like you have less and less. So I think at some point you want to cash in and win that championship. And I don't think people look at Denver that way. I just don't. Like, they have a good team. They have the number one seed in the West. If they make a run, fine. You know, if they don't, it's just the expectations on Denver just aren't the same. As I think in Philadelphia in the East, with a player like Embiid, who's one of the best players in the league, and not just from a stats standpoint, but just, you know, the way he operates and the way people look at him. Because, again, I do believe that it's not the eye test that makes people want to vote for the Joker. It's analytics, you know. So I think that this is just a different argument for him compared to Joel Embiid. Is that fair? Absolutely not. It's not fair. But I think you have enough of those swing voters, Chris. You know, it's like the independents. You know, like, okay, there's Democrats here, Republicans here.
I'm an independent.
And then they're independents. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the it, and I think that's the issue, is that the swing voters,
the analytics.
He
addressed that too, Rob, and I'm gonna get to the question I asked you, but I gotta say this since you brought up the analytics. He did address it, and he said that he doesn't like the way the criteria changes. I mean, it doesn't really change. I mean, it's just no criteria. You know this. You're a voter for Baseball Hall of Fame. There's no criteria. It's just that some
guys have
different views, which I'm fine with. But he said this. He said, you can talk about analytics. Well, no, here's the first statement he made about analytics. And when you add analytics into it, which don't make sense, you can talk about analytics all you want. When you got some guys in the league, the eye test tells you that they're not good defensively, but analytics tell you they're the best defenders. That's when analytics don't make sense at all. Rob, I'm going to give you exactly what he's talking about. Because he already called out Jokic. And here's what he said. Now, Jokic, I watched the NBA. Jokic is not a very good defender, but he is 7 feet tall and big. And so because of that, he's smart. He can have an impact on the game to some degree, but he's not a very good defender. And they're not a very good defensive team. But guess what? Guess who leads the league this year in an analytics stack known as defensive box score plus minus? None other than Nikola Jokic. Guess who, Rob, is number 5 all time? Yes, I said it. Number five all time in defensive box score plus minus. Yes, Nikola Jokic. Right behind Draymond Green, Mark Eaton, Nate McMillan, and the Admiral David Robinson. Ahead of Ben Wallace, Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan. I mean, Rob, this is what Embiid is talking about. And don't look at these numbers and say, you know what? My eyes are lying to me. Jokic is a great defender. He ain't close to as good of a defender as Embiid or Giannis. Rob, we talked about it before. Remember a few years when Kawhi was in San Antonio at the peak of his defensive powers? And there was an analytics stat that said the Spurs were better defensively when he's on the bench. I mean, come on, guys. And I think, and I'm not one of those, let's throw analytics out the window. I'm just saying it's a part of the discussion. It's not the end all. And it doesn't tell you. Sometimes these numbers just don't add up. Number defensive win shares is another analytic defensive stat, Rob. Jokic is number 7 this year. Embiid's number 6. So I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's what Embiid is talking about. And to your point that you've made repeatedly, some of these voters that really rely heavily on the analytics, Rob, they're going to say, when I say part of why I feel like Embiid would be ahead of Jokic is because Embiid is a far better defender. Not just better, far better defender. They're going to say, well, hold up. Jokic is one of the best defenders ever, according to our analytics. So I just wanted to address that because that should show people that it's not just about numbers. Rob, we've talked about it all season long with LeBron James. You look at LeBron's numbers and you would say he's still as good as he was in 2014.
And you'd be telling a lie.
Absolutely. His numbers are better now. But you can look at the game. He's not he's still a great player, but he's not what he was. It's obvious. You can't just go by numbers. But anyway, I'm going to say this first. When I look at Philadelphia, Rob, the player that I put the most pressure on to win this championship this year is not Joel Embiid. It's James Harden. I think there is more pressure on Harden to help Philadelphia win the championship than Embiid. Now, I get it. Embiid's their best player.
Right. Embiid, it's going to be on him, though. I know what you're saying, but it's on him, though.
He's best. But we're not questioning whether or not Joel Embiid's going to show up in the playoffs. We're questioning that with James Harden, and he's running out of time. We know, Rob, you and I have praised Harden to the high heavens for his regular season play at point guard with Brooklyn and with Philadelphia. But I'm concerned. I'm skeptical. I'm not banking on James Harden delivering in the playoffs. And so I think the most is on him. And I think, Rob, I think you tend to be right on Embiid over Jokic because I don't think there's that much pressure on either. Because nobody is picking either of their teams.
No.
I mean, not nobody, but right?
I totally agree.
We expect Giannis Milwaukee or Boston to win these.
Right. If they win, it would be a little surprise. But they're not like, oh, my God, I can't believe Philly didn't win.
Right.
That is not going to be said.
Right. And the same for Denver. Right. I mean, they're the number one seed. But if they don't win it, win the West, nobody's going to be shocked. And I think for both of these guys, Rob, and this happens. It doesn't happen at the same time for everybody. But it happens, Rob, when the praise for your individual game gets so high and yet you haven't won it. That's when the media and the public, because of the media, begins to look at you and like, dude, oh we get it, but you got to win a championship. Like, Jordan, Rob, I know he won an MVP, his third or fourth year? Fourth year, I think. And he was, you know, people had already said he's the best. Bobby Knight, best player he's ever seen. He had the shoes right away. He had the come fly with me video. So he was getting a lot of love. And people, as we've said before, were like, All I see is Bird and Magic in June. I don't see Michael Jordan.
I mean, Michael was ridiculed, and people think that he had a smooth sailing, Chris, like everybody was on board. They were like, he doesn't make anybody better. That's good. Score 63 points against the Celtics. You lost.
Right.
Like,
he
that
didn't
was
even
the
win
comment.
A game that series.
Exactly. It wasn't like, oh, my God, he's the GOAT. Look at what he did, and he's the best player and all that. There was a lot of other stuff that Michael went through before he had to finally push through.
Rob, we know LeBron went through it. Giannis. Remember the way people felt about Giannis when they got beat by Miami in the playoffs?
They were crushing
Giannis.
Oh, he wins
MVP. Yeah,
he's Robin.
MVP, but
he's
come
not
on,
a Batman.
He's not a Batman.
He's Robin.
Absolutely. And I think Embiid and Jokic hadn't really faced any criticism. Embiid has faced some, a little bit. And I think, Rob, after this season, when neither of them win the championship, as far as I'm predicting, that's when the criticism will ratchet up. Embiid, if he wins MVP and doesn't win the championship, next year it'll be like, yeah, you're great, but Giannis has won. You know, these other guys have won. What are you going to do? And if Jokic, Rob, I think finally, if they don't win it this year, I think because of some of the pushback on the analytics and the media, I do think now people are going to be like, you great in the regular season, but can you win?
Now, let me ask you this. If they won Denver, say, they won, that would have a total, and he won the MVP, would have a totally different, now you would look at
him. Oh, if he wins MVP, whether he does that or not, if he wins the championship, Rob, honestly, if he wins the championship, I think the talk will start to be like, and I'm not saying people will say where yet, but where does he rank as an all-time great center? Like, who's better than him? Because we know his numbers are, you know, spectacular. And if he can follow that up with a championship, I think that, and again, I'm not saying where people would say, oh, he's the third best center ever
that.
It would begin to move to, okay, this guy's historically great.
Right. And it would change everything, the way people are talking about
totally.
Him.
Totally.
It just.
Because people
just
aren't
would.
Talking about him other than him maybe winning MVP. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There would be a different conversation.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who's under more pressure this year to win the championship or at least go deep in these upcoming playoffs? Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid? Your turn to weigh in next with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast. Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover cards automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. You heard correctly. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Who's got more pressure entering this postseason, Nikola Jokic or Joel Embiid? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in St. Louis. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chris and Rob?
What up, brother?
Nothing much. I just want to say I think it's more pressure on Jokic, man. Just like it was when Giannis won back-to-back MVPs. There was so much pressure, they wouldn't even give him a third one.
Well, I hear you, but I, like Rob said, and I don't, as much as people like Jokic, and I think this kind of points to that Embiid's better, because nobody really expects Jokic to win the West. They don't expect Embiid to win the East because Giannis and the Bucks are there.
Right.
Or Boston's there. But who's there in the West?
Now, if they win, it's a different story, a conversation. But I don't think people are like, oh, yeah, Denver, wow, they're the best record in the West. There's no way they're going to get beat. I don't think that there's that conversation going on at all.
I think people would be surprised. Most people would be surprised.
Yep. Thanks, Sean. Canella in Denver, our man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, though? What's going on, my guys? How we doing tonight?
We great, brother. How are you?
I can't complain. I got to say it is on the Joker, my man. It's I mean, this is one thing a lot of people already talk about. Since the bubble, the Denver Nuggets have not been healthy. Jamal didn't play all last season. Michael Porter Jr. has that chronic back issue, so he was in and out. But this year, they're finally healthy. So he has really no excuse not to get it done. I mean, if you look at last year, even though they were 16, and this is one of the things that I feel like a lot of people were missing. The Denver Nuggets never were a play-in team. And, I mean, last year you had Monte Morris, Will Bartman, that's just Yale's playing team, right? But they never wanted to play a team. So, I mean, for Joker just to get that 60 by himself, and then obviously you run across the Golden State team clicking the way they were, I guess it was like 1 versus 4, really, because he really didn't have anybody else. So, I mean, this year, I mean, you got the whole team back. They're clicking. So he really has no excuse. So it's definitely on him, and that's what I got.
You made a good point about the bubble, Rob. Denver looked good in the bubble. We'll give them that. That's when they got to the conference finals. So they were healthy. Jamal Murray was doing his thing, and obviously Jokic. So we'll see. All right. It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, taking your calls on Jokic, Embiid, who has the most pressure on them to win this postseason. But for now, we're going to bring in our man Martin Weiss and go to trolling or rolling. We're getting him on the phone. Martin Weiss, of course, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio. You can check him out every Saturday. Same time as the Odd Couple, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 10. I'm sorry, 7 to 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, Saturday nights. Martin and VJ, that's Martin Weiss and VJ Husky, two proteges of ours, Rob. You like to have Martin on when I'm gone because you like a punching bag. And I bring on VJ Husky and, you know, I mean, I teach him lessons, but he tries. And he's not
a tomato
can
okay.
like Martin, you know. So we are waiting on our man Martin Weiss to get his little Motorola phone.
Hopefully
we got to get him a new phone.
He needs a new phone. With all the money he's making on the weekend, he should have a new phone by now.
He should have
an iPhone Pro 14 or whatever. 14
Absolutely.
Pro, is that it? Pro Max, MX, whatever.
I don't know what the new ones are. But here he is, Martin Weiss, and it's time for trolling or rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right. Trolling and rolling. I'm Martin Weiss. In this case, it's the first time you're hearing it. I'll break it down real quick. If you like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
They don't. Like, I don't like that joke Rob tried to make. The iPhone 15 Pro Max MX. What are you talking about? You hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
The Portland Trail Blazers have quit on the season. And now they're giving Damian Lillard PTO for the rest of it. Portland is 4.5 games out of the final playing spot in the Western Conference, but recent play for the team has shown that they stink. Chris, trolling or rolling? Dame shutting it down for the rest of the year.
I'm rolling with it. I'm rolling with it. I'm trolling it. I'm trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, I get it. He's a vet, but I got it. Rob, I looked up ticket prices to go. I bought some friends some tickets to the Knicks game and a Nets game recently. Yo, the ticket prices are high. I mean, really. And so I get Dame. He's a veteran, and I know he's not a loafer, right? He's not a guy that just wants to sit out. But, hey, there are fans that want to go. He's not going to play in the playoffs. He's got all season, all summer to take off. So those fans that are going to these last few games, they should get to see the best player on the Blazers. So I want to see him out there, so I'm trolling it.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I guess they just figure we don't really want to make the playoffs. Threw the towel in. It stinks. Teams do it, and you know, what are you going to do, rush him back for a failed attempt at making the playoffs? I don't know. I just think that they don't have anything.
Well, he's not hurt.
They just pulled the plug. I thought he got hurt at one point. No?
He's just chilling.
Yeah.
He got hurt, but then he could have came back by
right.
now.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just knew that there was an injury at some point, and they're just deciding not to bring him back. They would rather get a better pick. So I'm okay with that.
I mean, if he's hurt – you know, and can't play, obviously, Rob, you don't rush him back. If he's not 100%, but I'm saying if he can play, I just think, you know, look, it is a business. We talk about it all the time. And you the fans, 82 games, you know?
Right. No, I get it. They paid money for it. It's a shame. Yep. I wouldn't buy any tickets. I wouldn't buy any, especially at the end of the year.
Whew. Yeah, the way it's going.
Rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, we saw Bronny James in the All-American game dunk contest last night. But, Chris, talking about it's a business, did you know that Bronny James has nearly a $7.2 million NIL evaluation? That's nearly double the valuation of Arch Manning, who comes in second with $3.7 million per On3.com. NIL was supposed to help kids make money while in school. But, Chris, trolling or rolling, you got Bronny James and Arch Manning. NIL is turning into rich kids just getting richer.
Nah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
You know, it's not about – this is not about need. This is not about, oh, let's just give it to the kids that need it. This is about the money. This is about a capitalistic society where you get what the market will give you. And so you would feel better about it if Bronny James was poor, came from an impoverished background like his dad. No, I mean, he's helping to generate, if he goes to college, billions of dollars. And in high school, you're right, it's not, he's not generating that much money. But hey, if he was a rapper or if he was a singer and he was just happened to be a senior in high school, but he was a world famous rapper making all this money, nobody would say anything. And so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, if you can command that, you can command it. And there's other players who don't have famous fathers or relatives who are pulling in $1 million or got some ridiculous contracts from those situations. So I'm not mad at anybody if they can strong arm or get somebody to buy into them and give them money. Some of them deals look ridiculous to me, but it's not my money. It's capitalistic society. I'm with that.
Yep.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Bill Belichick recently said that Patriots fans could look to, quote, the last 25 years. That's why they should feel optimistic about the season coming up. But there are some grumblings in the Boston Globe that say the best coach of this generation may be coaching for his job this season if things don't go well. Chris, rolling or rolling, Belichick is on the hot seat.
I'm a troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Bill Belichick, and I've been one to point out his record without Tom Brady. 9 years, made the playoffs only twice. So I've done all that. But the bottom line is what he's accomplished, you have to give him his props. He's a made man times six, if you will. And so I don't think he should be on the hot seat. He doesn't have, you know, this happens. I mean, you can look at a lot of the great coaches, and they had periods of struggle, especially late, you know, after they lost some of their great Hall of Fame players. So I don't think he should be on the hot seat. I think he did a bad job last year bringing in Matt Patricia and Joe Judge and putting Mac Jones in their hands. That was terrible. But still, what he's done in this game of football in the NFL – he does not deserve to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well. I'm trolling it as well.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a nice story. And at some point, Bill Belichick will retire. He's not going to get fired there. I just don't believe it. I'm going to say right here, right now, Chris, it'll be some mutual, okay, it's time for you to step down. But they'll never fire him. I don't believe Bill Belichick will get fired. He just won too much, the organization. Right. I just think that that's the way that they'll handle it.
I don't know, Rob. It's not college. If it was college, I could see it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The only coach that was legendary who was fired like this was Landry, Tom Landry, right?
Right, but the team changed hands. That's the difference.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, once you change hands, Chris, you're not my guy. I didn't hire you, right?
Right, right.
Seriously. And I know it was the way that they did it. It was shocking in the NFL when Tom Landry got
fired. It was completely shocking. And look, I get it. I think now more than ever, it's always been the case, but now more than ever, it's a what have you done for me lately league, right? I mean, because we've got the debate shows, the debate radio shows, TV shows, and we're constantly scrutinizing these guys. And that will include Belichick. So I do think it's, you know, he'll get a lot of criticism and people, it's all about, you know, win it next year, win it next year, win it next year. And when they don't, which they won't, unless they try to go out and get Lamar Jackson, he's going to be criticized and people going to question, and New England's going to, New Patriots fans are, you know, oh, what, we need to win. Look, Patriots fans, you're not winning for a long, long time. All right? I get it through your heads. It's over. All right? You had a run that no franchise has ever had. 6 championships in 20 years. It's over. You're not winning for a while. I mean, again, we'll see. They go out and get Lamar and maybe you got a shot. But otherwise, they're not winning anytime soon, Bill Belichick or not. So don't fire a legendary coach when you're not going to win anyway. You disagree, Martin?
No, I mean, I don't think he's going anywhere at this moment.
Right.
But, like, if you see 3 more years of the quarterback carousel between, you know, the Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones alike, right. Like, but, you know, if you see more along of that, which, I mean, is really just, swapping C-plus for C-minus, and you're not really seeing any measurable growth, I can see if he finishes 8-9 the next 3 years, somebody being like, hey, Bill, it's time to get out of here. It's time. Why don't you go ahead and watch TV instead of coming here and coaching the team?
Would be a front office change, right? Where, look, Bill's, he's shopping for the groceries. We're going to change the front office situation. And like Rob said, I think it'd be a private, hey, we're going in a different direction, Bill. We want to respect you. Let's just, you know, mutually part ways, or you resign or whatever. But I can't see.
I mean,
see,
hell, I Chris, mean, everybody mutually parts ways these days. Nobody just gets out.
No, but they're not
firing
Bill Belichick. I just don't believe it. Like, they'll make it so that he'll want to step down at some point. And you got to, you know, you'll reason with the guy. How do you want to go out? You really want to be fired? Like, you remember, what was his name with the Jacksonville? Remember the former Giants coach?
Fossil?
No. The one who won the Super Bowls with the Giants. My God. The old guy. My God. He went to Jacksonville as an executive. No.
Coughlin.
And you remember they tried to let him go out the right way, Chris, right, and he wouldn't do it. You remember that? And then they fired him, but they didn't have the stock that you have with
Bill Belichick, right?
Right. Who
didn't
had
win
won
them Super Bowls?
He didn't win them anything. He was a Giants,
right?
But he didn't win them anything. And when you're in that situation, if you're Bill Belichick, you could get fired. But I don't believe they're going to fire him. I'd be stunned for that.
All right, Martin, great stuff. Check Martin Weiss and VJ Husky out every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Go on right, hash mark on the left wing. Started by Luke Cornett. Right crossover, left block. Shovels top of the restriction. Avia flips the shot. No foul slam, yes! Porzingis, one motion, 2 points. Boy, did he throw it down.
All right, that was the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together, so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And look, you probably noticed we didn't have our man Brian Finley, as loquacious as he is, to give the update. Here's what's going down. There is a fire alarm going off in the Fox Sports Radio studios. I heard it as I'm talking to Rob G and DJ Alex Tyshirt. I could hear it in the background, and it is loud.
It's
so you
off
wouldn't
now.
Be able to hear our man, Brian Finley.
Well, what? now it actually just turned
off. Oh, it's off?
So yes.
Now here you go.
Okay.
Look, I'm getting my time on the mic.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Hey, I'll make this condensed. I'll make this the microwave version.
Hey,
because
Take your time.
Dude, too soon on the microwave. Too soon.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. Oh, by the way, the popcorn smells lovely, by the way.
It wasn't popcorn, it was ramen.
Okay.
How do you burn ramen?
I don't.
Wait, what is going on? What are y'all talking about?
Long story short, somebody burnt ramen in the studio, so it started to smoky a little
really?
Bit, and that's why
that's
the fire alarm went
it?
Off.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was talent. I've never heard of someone burning ramen.
Wow. Yeah, that you got to be. I thought I was a bad cook. You got to be horrendous to burn ramen noodles. My gosh.
Yeah. I guess we won't mention the names for the good
it
of everybody.
You? It was you, Finn?
No, it was not me. But I feel like we should keep it anonymous just for the sake of all. But, hey, we do have a plethora, as you heard from that progressive call of the night, several NBA games that are happening right now. We'll get to some of those in a moment as far as where they are and where the games are standing. But we do know that word is out about our Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2023. ESPN reporting that it will be Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Becky Hammon, and Greg Popovich. The official announcement will come out during the Final Four in Houston this weekend. As far as the games, and related to what's happening in the association, the Hawks are clinging to a 112-111 lead against the Cavs under 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Donovan Mitchell, 39 points. The Grizzlies, playing without Ja Morant, inactive with what they're calling, in air quotes, right thigh soreness. They're still leading the Magic at home, 87-79, 2.5 minutes elapsed in the fourth quarter. Hornets and the Thunder just finished up the third quarter, and OKC is ahead 99-93. No Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in this game. Two finals, Chris and Rob. The Wizards dispatched the Celtics 130-111. Kristaps Porzingis, what a game for him. 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. And the Raptors stand up the Heat 106-92. And lastly, Chris and Rob, we did have the NFL owners meeting today. And one key measure that will get tabled until May doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It could, it couldn't. It will be voted upon in May, and that would be the idea of, and the proposal of, flexing Thursday night football games. It seems, Chris and Rob, as I sent it back to you, when NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke tonight to the media, that he is in favor of this. This could be something in the near future, although someone in Giants co-owner John Mara is very much against it, called it an abusive decision that would really hurt season ticket holders. Kristen,
explain what you mean by flexing for those that might not understand.
So the ability during the season. Oh, there we go. The ability in season to switch up matchups on Thursday night. Hey, Chris and Rob, you weren't lying, but oh, it
so
just
then,
stopped.
So a team might play, I mean, how much notice would they get?
Well, that's another thing that's in play here. But there's another thing that is interesting to this whole saga around Thursday. Now, teams, based upon what was passed today, teams are allowed to play more than one short week Thursday night football game per week. Beforehand, if it was a short week and a Thursday night game, a team could only do it once. Now, that doesn't count Thanksgiving if you're given a week of time, but if it's a condensed week, one Thursday night game, now you can go beyond that. And you might have seen this tweet, Chris and Rob, that Patrick Mahomes was very anti this decision. The fact of the matter is that guys are realizing, man, we might be playing multiple Thursdays, and I don't think their bodies are going to appreciate that, but the money certainly will.
Yeah, well, he texted, that the emoji of, like, what is that emoji? I know what it means, but it's the hand over the face. Like, really? Like,
exactly.
This is ridiculous. Something like that. Rob, this is just the latest example. And you and I, we've been on this. We said this from the beginning. They don't care about the health of the players. We said if you did, you wouldn't be pushing for 18 games. They instead settled for 17. And having a team play multiple games on short rest now on Thursday. First of all, Rob, these Thursday night games don't tend to be any good. And a lot of it's because the teams don't get proper time to prepare or recover from the week before. Now you're going to have them doing that more than one time per season. It's crazy.
I have no sympathy for NFL players because the union allows it, the players allow it. So, Chris, why am I going to bellyache and be mad about it? I mean, they signed off on the 17th game. They've allowed this to happen. You just can't, at some point, you got to say, no, we don't care. We just don't care. We're not going to let our membership put themselves in harm's way by playing on short rest and short weeks. It doesn't make sense, but if the players aren't willing to fight or stand up against them, what if they, oh yeah, here you go, we'll give you a little bit more money or we'll do something, and you buy into it, then it's your fault. I mean, the players can avoid these things, Chris. They can, as a union, together, but as long as they are fractured and they aren't willing to stand up for anything that even involves their health, then more power to the owners. That's why they keep bending these guys over.
They're going to keep getting more, and I think they're going to keep adding more and more games. I mean, not like next year or the year after that, but Rob, 17 games is a lot. This is football. This isn't, Basketball, we know how popular football is. You don't think the NFL would love to extend the season even longer? Right? Make even more money? And as we started out talking, yet Lamar Jackson can't get a guaranteed deal. Or none of the players, hardly. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. Fire's on the way. I mean, real heat. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, keep it locked.
Too soon, Chris.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.